This is Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Satirius Johnson. What's old, and I mean old, is new again at the Metropolitan Museum of Art. The Met officially opens its reconstructed Greek and Roman galleries today. It's taken 15 years and over $200 million to rebuild the space so that the museum can place some 5,000 works on display. Here to walk us through the galleries is the arts writer Lee Rosenbaum. She joins us by phone. Welcome back, Lee.
Nice to talk to you again, Satirius.
So the Met has had about half of its Greek and Roman collection out of public view in storage for decades because it didn't have gallery space for it. What are some of the highlights of what's on view now?
Well, to my mind, one of the great masterpieces is what's called the Badminton Sarcophagus. It's an incredibly sumptuous carving out of one piece of marble of more than 40 figures, Dionysus and various satyrs. It's sumptuously carved, and you kind of wonder what this person was planning for himself in the afterlife with this bacchanal going on. But it is an object that's magnetic. I kept seeing it over and over again while I was there. And on a much more minute level, there's the Etruscan jewelry, which is really incredible. They were great metalsmiths, and I recommend taking a look at that. Of course, everyone's heard about the celebrated chariot, which is now restored and back on view.
It sounds really great. How has the space been restored?
Well, it's been totally reimagined, reconfigured. They blew out walls. They made it into a soaring two-story atrium. They've redone the floors with incredibly vibrant marble, green and red marble. They've put in a fountain. They've made it one of the grandest spaces at the Metropolitan Museum.
There are skylights as well. I've read that there's incredible natural light as well. And they had to dig down two floors to also
to support those sculptures, apparently, yes. But I'm glad you mentioned the lighting, because to me that's the triumph of the design. When I first saw those galleries, it took my breath away the way the objects popped out at me and became almost living things out of inanimate stone. The lighting is the superior achievement of that space.
Now, antiquities and the illicit trade in them are in the headlines all the time these days. Last year, the Met, along with the Getty Museum in L.A. and the Boston Museum of Fine Arts, returned some pieces in their collections to the governments of Greece and Italy.
Yes.
Is there anything on view here that might have to be returned?
There are some things that are definitely going to be returned. Those were some of the objects that were subject of the negotiations and agreement with Italy. And among those objects, not in the new galleries, is the celebrated Euphronius crater. And I recommend everyone go back and say a fond farewell to that fabulous masterpiece, which will be going back in 2008. However, of the objects, the other objects in the installation, I was told by the curators that nothing is currently being officially claimed by any government entity.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And the new gallery space now is called the Leon Levy and Shelby White Court because the reconstruction was financed by the two collectors. But
yes,
their private collection has come under a great deal of scrutiny recently. Is the Met concerned at all about their reputation?
I'm not among those who demonize Shelby White, and even the Italians don't. I mean, the Met, I don't think the Met will show any objects that are currently in contention. Shelby White is having private negotiations with Italy. They are good faith negotiations. They've specifically said they don't accuse her of any crime. And she's been incredibly beneficent, and she's been a great benefactor and done a lot of good for the field. The morals of the field have been changing, and the rules of collecting are not what they once were.
Okay. What do you think? When do you think is the best time of day to visit the galleries? When's a good time to go?
Probably on I tell you, I only saw it on a rather cloudy day, so I didn't get the full benefit of the skylights. I guess you might want to, I certainly want to go back again when the sun is streaming through those skylights and see how that changes the experience. I think the answer is keep coming back and enjoy the variable quality of the light and how it transforms the space.
All right. Thank you very much, Lee.
I appreciate it.
Arts writer Lee Rosenbaum. You can find a link to Lee Rosenbaum's blog at WNYC.org. You're listening to Morning Edition on WNYC.